Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
Somebody bring me Cassie's muffin. It's right there. You don't have to look far. Okay, this is it. It's the final song the Beatles will ever release. So Paul and Ringo Starr, they're using audio from deceased members George Harrison and John Lennon. This song is getting released 1 week from today. It's called Now and Then, and it all started with a cassette demo recorded by Lennon right before his death. It features some electric and acoustic guitar laid down by Harrison, and also a new drum part with backing vocals from Ringo Starr and bass guitar and piano by Paul McCartney, who also added a slide guitar solo that he said is inspired by George. So a lot of people were really freaked out when they heard AI was attached to them making this track. I know you had brought this up where you thought, oh my gosh, are they going to use AI to make it sound like the deceased members are on the song? But they've just used AI technology to be able to isolate the vocals from the original recording.
It's like having a visitor from beyond come see you.
Yeah. And there's something really haunting about that song too, because it sounds almost like it's an old track, but they've really just cleaned it up and made it new again. It's very exciting. And it's almost like, because it's a song that was recorded back in the day and coming back into present day, you could almost call it a vault track. Mm-hmm. Like somebody else that we know that released five new vault tracks today, Taylor Swift. She released her 1989 re-record with five new songs from the vault. Now we have them out and they're amazing. I'm kind of obsessed with them.
Like you were talking only half the story, Abby.
We're going to call you out. So Taylor's version, 1989, out now. But you said she was getting roasted online.
Yeah, people have kind of been doing this recently with the last couple of re-records. It mainly started with Speak Now, but I can see it really catching some heat on Twitter right now. Mm-hmm. So when Speak Now came out, a lot of people felt like it didn't just sound like the originals, because we get it, like her voice is going to change, but a lot of them thought it sounded worse. And I was kind of like, yeah, it does sound a little bit different. And so the stakes were really, really high with 1989 because it's one of her most beloved albums. It won Album of the Year at the Grammys. And now everybody on Twitter is like, oh my God, there's new producers on these songs. Not to say that she ruined the songs, but they definitely don't hit like they used to. Mm-hmm. And I'm kind of inclined to agree.
Wow.
I think it's great that she owns her own work and she'll be able to license it and make money off of it that way. But I don't think they hit like the old ones.
Is it possible, and I know this is a really tough leap of faith to take, but if you hadn't heard the originals, and these were the originals, mm-hmm. these songs, would you be like, whoa, this is awesome? But you have something to compare it to.
Yeah, I think it's because you have something to compare it to, but they also just sound, there are some small changes that fans who have listened to the songs over and over again have noticed. And I think the thing that Taylor's so proud of is how her voice has changed and how it's gotten stronger and more mature, that I think she really wants her vocals to come through. And sometimes that changes how the song originally sounded, because one of the reasons I love 1989 so much was how breathy and like ethereal it sounded, and now because you can almost hear a little too much, it doesn't sound the same. For more stories, head to theburtshow.com, click eBuzz.
The Burt Show.